Two migrants illegally in Texas smuggled 2,500 others, get 20 years in prison. By Ildefonso Ortiz on August 2, 2024. Two Mexican nationals who were illegally in the United States are largely responsible for building a human smuggling organization that moved almost 2,500 migrants from Central America into the U.S. The duo laundered almost $2.9 million in profits, federal prosecutors revealed, adding that they often kidnapped migrants for ransom. U.S. District Judge Randy Crane held a hearing in McAllen, Texas, this week where he sentenced 37-year-old Luis Enrique Moctezuma Acosta and 34-year-old Scarlett Fuentes Guevara to 20 years in federal prison each for their role in leading the human smuggling organization and using a trucking business to launder almost $2.9 million in profits, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Texas said in a prepared statement. The two are Mexican nationals who were living illegally in Mission, Texas, and will face deportation after their sentence is completed. Both Acosta and Fuentes previously pleaded guilty to multiple human smuggling and money laundering charges. Federal prosecutors claimed that the South Texas-based organization led by the Acosta and Fuentes spanned from Honduras to Boston and moved 2,459 migrants, primarily individuals from Brazil. The group kept detailed ledgers of the migrants in their custody and the method by which they entered the country, including walking across the border, using fake passports, flying in by plane, and being moved by trucks. Both Acosta and Fuentes relied on TikTok to promote their business and showcase their lavish lifestyle. Prosecutors reported there were several statements from migrants who had been held against their will in stash houses as their relatives were extorted for additional money. Authorities claimed that the two used various businesses, including a used car dealership and a trucking company, to launder the profits from migrant smuggling. During a raid at their properties, prosecutors seized over $1.5 million in cash and almost $3 million in assets. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.